Welcome to the best exotic marigold hotel.
Prepare to be amazed.
There's an Indian in there.
I want to stay at the other hotel, the one that's in the brochure.
In India, we have a saying. Everything will be all right in the end. So if it is not all right, it is not yet the end.
This is a new and different world. The challenge is to cope with it. And not just cope, but thrive.
Okay, here's the deal. The British are fascinated with India, and this is so very clear in the coming-of-old-age film, The Best Exotic Marigold Hotel. The film follows a disparate group of British senior citizens who vacation at a hopeful but run-down hotel in India. Like a coming-of-age film for the younger generation, the movie shows the characters as they come to accept themselves. Essentially an ensemble piece with multiple stories to resolve, the film has a charm that does work most of the time. It's the cast that saves the film from being overly cheesy, especially in the shameless cliched moments and painfully predictable outcomes. Its target demographic, which is pretty much anyone with an AARP card, should adore it, but most will be lost on the younger audience. The Best Exotic Marigold Hotel gets 3 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.